One more step, and his icy hand may lay hold of us. By David Harsha. Generations come and generations go. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4. We are all standing on the shores of time, and before us stretches the unfathomable ocean of eternity. To this vast abyss, the millions of Earth's inhabitants are fast hastening. Every day that closes, every hour that passes, every moment that flies, is bringing us nearer to it. On its mighty surface, every human being must soon embark. This great and mighty river, for ages and centuries, has been rolling on and sweeping away all who ever lived into the vast abyss of eternity. From that unknown country, none return. On that devouring ocean, which has swallowed up everything, no vestige appears of the things that were. Death is the messenger that conducts us into the invisible world, and this messenger may be very near to us. One more step, and his icy hand may lay hold of us, to remove us from our dearest friends on earth, to dissolve all the attachments of life, to hide from us all earthly scenes, and to open to our view the solemn realities of the eternal world. Standing on the rock of ages, the believer can look down into the gloomy mansion of the grave with composure and even with triumph. How blessed then to have the arms of Jesus, the conqueror of death, upholding our shrinking souls, shielding us from all alarm, sweetening our passage through the dark valley, conducting us safely through every tempest, into the glorious abode beyond. To the Christian, death is an unspeakable advantage, as it is the passage from the wilderness of this world to the heavenly Canaan. Death delivers the genuine believer from all the evils incident to humanity. Death terminates his earthly pilgrimage of discipline, toil, trial, and conflict. Death brings him into a state of perfect holiness and happiness before the throne of God in the highest heavens. Death is numbered among the treasures of a Christian. Death is his great gain. The last day of his life is to him the opening of immortality. As soon as death terminates the believer's existence on earth, he enters upon the inheritance of all those exceeding great and precious promises which the Word of God holds forth to him. He passes at once from the darkness of earth to the light and glory of the celestial world. He is released from the shackles of sin and enters the home of God, that house made without hands, eternal in the heavens. He exchanges this valley of groans and tears for a world from whose blissful mansions all sorrow flees away. He departs to be with Christ, and oh, what sincere follower of the adorable Redeemer, who is now enthroned amid heaven's ineffable glories, would not rather be absent from the body to be present with him. In the hour of death, Christ will be your refuge. His everlasting arms will be underneath you. His rod and staff will comfort you. He will be with you until the last, and you shall awake amid the unutterable splendors of heaven, to be forever with the Savior in mansions of light and felicity. It is the glory of the Christian religion, thus to raise the soul above the fear of death. With him all is calm and serene, for his sins are forgiven. He has peace within, joy beams in his countenance. His soul is delighted with joyful prospects beyond the grave. He is filled with strong consolation. The sweet thought of going to his heavenly home now occupies his mind, elevating his views and cheering his spirit. He thinks of the glories of his eternal home, its fullness of joy, its blessed inhabitants, its delightful employments, and its never-ending pleasures. While earth is passing from his view, the portals of those blessed mansions of the redeemed are opening for his entrance, where he will be forever with his precious Savior.